Hello, and welcome to the Influence Change at Work show. I'm your host, Heather Stagel, founder and change facilitator at Inclaria, where you can accelerate your influence and overcome obstacles to change so you can make a bigger impact in your workplace. Today, my guest is Tracy Resnick, who is here to share how to drive engagement in organizations. Tracy is a director. Tracy is a director with JBN Consulting, a technology and management consulting firm. With 20 years of management consulting experience, she leads JBN's human capital management team, which specializes in things like change management, leadership development, organization design, culture change, and performance management. Tracy is a featured conference speaker and writer on leadership development, engagement, and change management, and she currently serves on the board of Organization Change Alliance here in Atlanta as chair-elect. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Heather. Glad to be here.
So I wanted to talk to you about engagement today, because that's one of those big words that everybody hears about. And so let's just start with the basics. Just what do you consider to be employee engagement? And why would we even want to drive more of that?
Great question. And you're right that engagement is one of those words that means a lot of things to a lot of different people, and how it's used is different from organization to organization. I think employee engagement is that extra 10% of discretionary effort that employees give. We all have that little bit extra we can choose to give back to our company, or we can choose to go to the gym after work. We can choose to do whatever we want with that time. An engaged employee will give back. They will take on an extra assignment or project. They will do self-study and research to better themselves that they can then perform better at work. Ultimately, an engaged employee does use that discretionary time to give back and to better themselves or their company. And organizations want to drive that and want to keep that discretionary effort inside because it's better for them. An engaged employee is a happy employee, is a productive employee, and ultimately employee engagement and high employee engagement impacts the bottom line.
Okay, so it sounds like there's an element of happiness and just enjoying your work in there, and also, like you said, just expending your extra effort toward helping the company succeed.
It's going over and beyond, not just doing what you're supposed to do and doing a great job at that, because you can do that and then go home.
Yeah.
An engaged, highly engaged employee does a great job and then goes over and beyond.
Great. So there's something that I think about sometimes, which is with this concept of engagement. Is engagement something that you would just drive by itself? Like, would it be its own project? Or is engagement really more of the means to the end, to something else that you're trying to do? What do you think?
The simple answer to that is yes. It's both. It is a means to the end, and it can be its own initiative. So a lot of companies these days, a lot of my clients are talking about employee engagement as an initiative. What are the things that we can do as a company to drive engagement? Engagement is also that means to the end to impact that bottom line. Ultimately, that's why businesses are in business. But it's the way to either give back to society or make more profits. It is a means to the end, but it can also be an initiative.
Okay. So what do you consider to be the drivers of engagement?
Great question. My colleague at JBN, Fred Rule, and I developed a framework a few years ago, and we think we have found the six drivers of employee engagement. We can't find another one, so we'd love feedback from listeners of this show if you have another one. We think they are growth. So what is that personal accomplishment or drive to learn? Status is also a part of growth, which drives behavior. Celebrating success is something you do in terms of growth. Second driver is all about relationships, how you connect with others. This can be your peers. It can be your direct reports. It can be your leaders in the firm. How many connections do you have, and how deep are those connections? one of the famous Gallup employee survey questions that they've had from the beginning is, do you have a best friend at work? This speaks to the relationships driver of engagement. I think it's really important to have those connections and deep relationships. For me personally, it's all about the quality of them, not necessarily the quantity. It is different for each person.
So deeper relationships, not just the total number of people that you say hi to every day.
Exactly. It's those deep connections that really matter and impact your engagement. Relationships also impact your loyalty to the company. And that drives behavior, and that drives where you spend that discretionary effort I mentioned earlier. The next driver is autonomy. How I am able to make decisions about what I work on, when I work on it, who I work with, where I work, are all things that impact my productivity, my satisfaction with my role or my job. And that impacts my overall employee engagement. So the amount that I like to make decisions and have that autonomy about what I do is a driver of engagement. The next driver is security. This one is all about clarity. And from a job security perspective, am I clear that I am going to have a job tomorrow, that I am going to have a job next year? Is there a future for me at my company? But it can also go down to your day-to-day. Do I fully understand my role and my responsibilities? Am I secure in the fact that I have the skills I need to perform my job? The next one is fairness. So this one is, it's a different engagement driver because there's not really an upside to fairness, but if it's not there or if you perceive unfairness to be in the workplace, it will severely decrease your engagement. So things cannot be more fair, but if the perception is that fairness is not present, employee engagement is impacted. And then the last driver that we have found that impacts behavior for engagement is well-being. This encompasses fun and rest and the amount of stress that you may or may not have in your job, the pace of your job, and just kind of the overall quality of life. So the six drivers we found, growth, relationships, autonomy, security, fairness, and well-being. And all of these things drive individual behavior, which then will impact your employee engagement to go up or to go down, depending on the situation.
It's interesting because a lot of these, what this reminds me of a little bit is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, it seems like a lot of these are just the foundational things that people need to feel good about the place that they work and the work that they're doing. Yes. So that's interesting. That it's just foundational stuff that can drive engagement versus, you know, some, you know, maybe pie in the sky kind of like, we're going to go in this fantastic direction kind of a thing. Unless that's in there somewhere.
That is in there somewhere. So we actually, when we started researching and developing this framework, we started with the hierarchy of needs and kind of created our own, but based on culture and based on engagement rather than kind of survival. Around, if you think of those drivers as pie pieces in a circle, around those pie pieces, we have implementation levers. So an individual's behavior is driven by the things that I just talked about. But as a leader, I can't touch someone's growth or security, but I can pull levers up and down to influence those drivers to get to the behavior that I want. So those levers, the first one is alignment. And that's all about what you just said, that pie in the sky, the strategic direction, the alignment, the purpose of the company. And purpose is something that I'm hearing about a lot, and more companies are talking about not only the purpose of their products and services, but how they want to interact with the community and the environment from a purpose standpoint. Another lever that we can pull is all about governance. So So control and measurement, KPIs, how are we measuring things that then drive behavior that can influence employee engagement? And then finally, the third set of levers are what we call implementation levers. And these are the things that are more readily used in terms of change management, policy, training, communications, org design. All of those are levers that leaders and companies can pull in order to drive that behavior.
Okay. So it is in there.
It is in there. Yes.
Okay.
And it's when people see this model, they'll comment that leadership is nowhere in there. And it's not, because to me, employee engagement is all about leadership. It is leaders' responsibility to engage employees and to keep them productive, satisfied, happy. And to me, it is our responsibility to do this.
So leadership is the stuff that all of this is made of.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Okay. So of these six things that you mentioned, these in your engagement framework, you've got growth, relationships, autonomy, security, fairness, and well-being. Mm-hmm. Is there one that stands out to you as the most important, most essential?
So I get that question a lot. For me personally, yes, but that changes for every person. It is very individual because we're talking about individual employee behaviors. So at any one time, one driver may be more important and more influential on my behavior than the others. And that could change on a daily basis, a quarterly basis, or yearly. It's very situational. However, through the course of an employee life cycle and from kind of demographic to demographic, these six drivers are fairly even. So they do balance each other out, but at one point, one may be more important. I found a few years ago that autonomy was really driving my employee engagement, my personal engagement. And I feel that if I don't have the right level of autonomy for me, I am less engaged. So I have to work with those around me to make sure that I have the level that I need so I can go back and be highly engaged.
Okay. So I'm wondering if you can maybe give an example, like a case study example kind of thing where... Like, what are some of the things that people have created, or maybe you have, to help drive engagement towards change specifically?
Sure. We use this in almost all of our change management projects as a checklist of sorts. We can use it as a diagnostic tool. So if a company is implementing a new CRM system, let's take a look at what that change is going to be, what that impact is across all of these drivers. So from a growth perspective, if I am a highly motivated sales associate, I'm not going to mind putting things into a CRM system because my leadership may then realize how many meetings I'm having, that my goal is 3 meetings per week and I'm actually doing 7. So that's now going to be documented and they may see that as an accomplishment, which will hit my growth driver. So that's one. Moving on to autonomy in that same example, I now have to report out exactly who I'm meeting with. That's taking away my autonomy. I feel that that's someone micromanaging or checking up on me. So my autonomy driver may get a negative hit. So if you use the drivers as a checklist to see how is this change going to influence those behaviors in that way, we can design change programs to address that. And I like to do that by customer, by audience segment, by stakeholder segment, because for a new CRM system, sales associates may think differently about the new CRM system than finance folks.
Okay. So in that example that you gave about the salesperson maybe feeling like their autonomy is threatened, by a new CRM, what would you do about that? How would you address that?
Acknowledge it. And so I'm a firm believer in getting that elephant that's in the room and talking to them.
Yeah.
And so I think we need to acknowledge the sometimes negative impacts of changes that are happening within companies, but then capitalize on the positive benefits of what this can do for growth or for security, and really emphasize through engagement activities, through communications, through messaging, what the good is of that change, but tying it back to specific behaviors and areas of adoption or resistance.
Okay. Now, you mentioned how leadership is all throughout this whole mm-hmm. framework. And so I'm curious, though, for those leaders who aren't really stepping up and seeing engagement as maybe something that they need to be doing, how do you convince them that it's important?
Case studies, anecdotal stories, especially if we can get some from their company. So talking to employees and then bringing those stories back. It's what one of my favorite questions, whether it's getting a leader to agree to bring on and invest in change management or engagement, is what happens if you don't do this? What happens if you don't have engaged employees? And really help them paint their own picture of what that could look like, especially if they're investing in this huge system or new process or transformation of the company. If no one is adopting it and changing their behavior, why are they doing it? And what goals, what objectives are they trying to achieve?
Okay. And what are some of the things that you would recommend leaders do to help drive engagement?
Ask questions. Number one, ask what your employees want. So employee engagement is very personal. Each employee is driven by their own set of engagement drivers as it relates to growth, autonomy, relationships. But what they want out of that is very different. And I think managers and leaders need to ask questions that I like to understand of my employees and my teams are, how do you want to be recognized? How do you want feedback to be given to you? Those answers get to what drives their behavior, which ultimately will get to their engagement levels. Once you ask and you know that information, as a leader, you must do something with that information. You can't then, ignore it or do the opposite. You can't unsee it or unhear it, rather. And so I think that's the most effective thing that leaders can do, is really take an interest in your employees, find out what drives their behavior, and then respond to it. And because engagement is very individual, it's hard to talk to every person in your company if you're in a large organization. So leaders have to make some assumptions. They have to aggregate demographics of employees, whether it's based on location or tenure or role. But you are, as a leader, make those assumptions, but also validate them if you can't talk to everyone.
Okay. Now, do you have some kind of an employee survey? I wasn't really thinking of an engagement survey that we usually hear about, but really like getting at that question of what is it that drives your engagement? Mm-hmm. I was curious about that.
So we have at Jabian, we have a tool that we use on projects based on the six drivers, and we have spectrums of each one to try and pinpoint where are you and where do you fit in? And then we relate that back to the change that's happening, so we know how to create change plans. But we have a toolkit that we use.
Okay. And what's the most interesting thing you've discovered in doing a survey like that?
It really gets to culture. That's what I love about it. And I was working with a company, actually a nonprofit organization, and a new leader had come in and gathered about 60 folks on his leadership team to come together to kind of re-energize the culture. And we used this engagement framework and the drivers to really pinpoint what they were looking for. And they kept saying, we want to be flexible. We want to be flexible. And then we kind of dug a little bit deeper, and they have an employee handbook. And in that employee handbook, they had a no work from home policy, a very strict dress code, and numerous other just policies that weren't necessarily enforced. Some folks, some managers and leaders did enforce them, but it wasn't widespread. But it was everything that a flexible company is not. And so that to me was a really big aha, that once you figure out what motivates and drives your employees, whether it's to a specific change or you're trying to define or revamp culture, you have to look under the layer at all of the infrastructure that that culture is sitting on to make sure there's alignment. And just because this employee handbook rarely got read, it was there. And that was impeding this company from truly having a flexible environment.
So for the people who are listening to the show that have a change initiative that they are trying to implement, what are some of the simple things that you would recommend they can do to boost engagement for their change initiative?
So I'll reiterate what I said about leaders. I think change managers need to talk to the end user or end follower of the process, if it's not systems-based. And talk to them, ask them, what do you think of this? How are you going to operate in the new environment? And then bounce some of these drivers off of them. How do they think their world is going to change? I think whether it's qualitative or quantitative interviewing, sending something out or those one-on-one or focus groups are really important to get that engagement. Because even that interaction will increase engagement and increase the likelihood of adoption of that change. But you get such valuable information by talking to people. And I think that's a really important part, almost more so or just as important as the very traditional communications and training, which is what most people think of when they say change management. But it's not just communications and training. It is creating that adoption and that buy-in, and you get that by talking with and engaging with people.
Yeah, it's amazing how something as simple as talking with people can increase engagement. Just the fact that you're listening, that you're asking the questions, and they're responding is itself engagement.
Exactly.
So just talking with people.
Yes, engagement for engagement. It does work.
Well, where can people learn more about this framework and Javian?
Go to javian.com. We have an insights section of our website, and you can find our Javian journal. The fall 2016 journal was the initial article where Fred and I published the article exploring the dynamics of employee engagement. Since then, we are diving deeper into each element of the framework. And so you'll find articles, white papers on each of the drivers since fall of 2016. There is a place to contact us on that website, so feel free to reach out.
Great. Well, Tracy, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Heather. I enjoyed it.
Great. And thank you for listening to the Influence Change at Work show. If you'd like to find more resources to help you influence change in your organization, including individual coaching, team workshop facilitation, and upcoming training events, please visit inclaria.com. And while you're there, be sure to click the box in the upper right-hand corner to access a valuable free resource. And until next time, best wishes on your change initiative.